He is risen. And we serve a risen Savior, one who is glorified at the Father's right hand. And we need to let the world know He's risen. That is the great message. And it's been used to convince the skeptic and remove all doubts from Thomas onwards. Remember Thomas? The less I see. Well, he saw it, didn't he? And he believed. Well, the evidence is there. We've got it. And I want to just borrow from T.N.S. Wilson a moment. He was just a wonderful Bible teacher. But he just gives us a summary of the post-resurrection appearances. And we're going to do it really quickly. There are five incidents that he draws our attention to. And he says, one of them was in the garden to weeping women. And he appears there as the comforter in John 20 verses 11 through 18. And then on a highway to two discouraged and disillusioned disciples, he appears to the companion as the companion on life's highway. So you've got him as the comforter and you've got him as the companion on life's highway. Luke 24, 13 through 31. In the upper room, he appeared in the midst of his fear-stricken disciples, and T.N.S. Wilson points out that he is there as the gathering center of his people. He appears and he is in their midst. John 20, 19 through 23. And by the seaside, he appears to Simon Peter as the confessor. And he was the one that restored and recommissioned him. John 21, 15 through 17. And then on the mountaintop in Galilee, as the commissioner, he tells them to go. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So we have a beautiful picture there of the post-resurrection appearances. Now finally, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You know, it's a wonderful scripture. I love to use this scripture at funerals, because I think it just puts things in perspective. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. Those that have gone before us, those that have gone home to glory, where they are now, it says that in his presence there is fullness of joy. Down here, there's joy, but it's mixed with sorrow, isn't it? And we experience that. We experience days of joy when we're with the Lord's people and it just seems that the Lord draws near. There's that joy that's special. But then, as we think of the Longstreet family, this pilgrimage is mixed with sorrow. 17-year-old girl. She's in the presence of the Lord now, but the family is still left to cope with life without her. And their sorrow, it's not sorrow as those that have no hope, but it's sorrow nevertheless. Their sorrow mixed with joy. But in his presence there will be fullness of joy, uninterrupted joy, no sorrow, no clouds to take away the wonder of the joy. And in his presence there are pleasures forevermore. Moses, we're told, was willing to forsake the pleasures of sin for a season. And it tells us something, that sin has pleasure to it. If it didn't, we wouldn't be attracted to it like we are. There is pleasure connected with sin. But the pleasure connected with sin is only temporary in nature. It never fully satisfies. But what he says is, at thy right hand there are pleasures, and they're not temporary. They are forevermore. And so as we close this morning, we need to remember this, that the best thing we can do with our lives is go in for the permanent and not the passing. Let's live for the pleasures that last forever, rather than going in for that sin which only brings pleasure for a season. But afterwards it brings guilt, it brings sorrow and sadness, because when you sin, always affects other people. Let's go in for that which is lasting and which is better. Well, we've had a little glimpse of the man, Christ Jesus, the one who came from heaven, God manifest in the flesh. And we see something in these Psalms of him. And I want to encourage you. I believe that our worship, as we come together collectively, will indeed be enhanced as we understand Christ in the Messianic Psalms. Let's pray. Our Father, we're very thankful for this time together studying thy precious word. We ask, Father, that anything that's been said that was of the flesh and not from Thee might be eradicated from our thoughts and our minds. And we ask, Father, those things that have been this morning from Thyself, that we will treasure them in our hearts, and that we'll be not only those that hear them, but obedient to them. And we'll give You the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.